Have you ever stopped to think about who came before you? Say you're sitting on a bus, in your dorm, or even at the airport. How many people have sat in that same seat, lived in that same room, or waited in line to board that same flight? It's a curious question, but it got me thinking. Who in WNUR News came before me? What stories were important? Was the studio always in the same building? What did shows look like? With those questions in mind, I set out to piece together a mystery that's been unfolding for decades, the history of WNUR News. The story starts on May 8th, 1950. That's when the first station engineer, Charles Kingsford Smith, officially broke radio silence. WNUR-FM was armed with a 100-watt transmitter and could reach Evanston and Eastern Skokie. It joined the existing WCAT-AM, which broadcasted talk show segments throughout the day. WNUR's first broadcast happened that night from 7 to 9 p.m. in the station's first home, Annie Mae Swift Hall. News was broadcast 5 days a week. Sandwiched between shows like Dinner Date and Keyboard, these 10 to 15 minute segments consisted of live reads from a wire service. Coverage was split between music and news in an attempt to draw listeners away from those competing commercial stations. The station quickly grew and programming quickly expanded. Records and photos show a public affairs program called Over the Coffee began in 1952, and it aired on Wednesdays and Fridays at 8 p.m. They broadcasted from a coffee shop inside the current Hilton Orrington Hotel, known as the Huddle at the time. Documents by Bill Butler, the first station manager, say special guests included Senator Joseph McCarthy, Illinois Governor Adlai Stevenson, and pop singer Tony Arden. 1964 marked the beginning of live news coverage for the station. Detailed rundown sheets pulled from the Northwestern Library's archives dictate everything from who was anchoring to when certain lines should be read. Live coverage became especially important in 1972. According to then-first-year Jonathan Lehrer, WNUR's coverage of an on-campus protest, quote, cemented WNUR News as a campus voice. What began as a rejection of raising tuition prices quickly turned into a blockade opposing the Vietnam War. Wires were strung through the trees from the Annie Mae Swift studio to Scott Hall so reporters could interview live from Sheridan Road. But WNUR News was about more than just providing in-depth event coverage. It was important to the journalists themselves. Listen to this quote from alum Alan Cox, who pursued a career in TV reporting post-graduation. In the early to mid-70s, some of us who intended to major in broadcast journalism were frustrated because Medill's curriculum dictated that everyone should have a proficiency in writing for newspapers. We weren't allowed to take broadcast courses until we were seniors. Some of us didn't want to wait that long, so WNUR was our opportunity. The student volunteer staff produced dozens of newscasts a week. Throughout the 70s, alumni say the news staff had 20 to 30 journalists. Promotional materials from the period show they covered everything from the YMU show to on-campus streakers and Vice President Spiro Agnew's resignation. Writers, announcers, traffic operators, and news directors combined their efforts to represent a broad array of stories relating to the greater NU community. This is where news's history takes a turn. In 1977, WNUR installed a more powerful transmitter. At the time, no other independent radio station in the Chicagoland area had airwaves that extensive. So over the next 15 years, student DJs took the increased listenership to play with new styles of music, and news took a backseat. All of this experimentation gave way to many of the shows the station still has today, but live news didn't seem to exist anymore. In the late 90s, news returned, but it isn't clear what form it took. Next time you're in Lewis Hall, take a look inside the trophy case outside the current WNUR studios. The station won a smattering of awards for coverage in the late 90s and early 2000s, from the Illinois News Broadcasters Association to the Society of Professional Journalists and College Broadcasters Incorporated. It appears the station was producing some original newsworthy content, but there aren't many records showing exactly what was being reported on. Original storytelling grew larger as the 2000s chugged along. The news block firmed up its leadership structure with a news director overseeing programming and an executive producer managing reporters and technical operations. The station also officially moved to Lewis Hall, where it is housed today. News staff produced more long-form pieces, often featuring live interviews. Here's a snippet from Your World with WNUR News, one of the segments from 2015.
We're here with Dr. Donna Nelson, the science and technical advisor to Breaking Bad, the television show.
I think
think for a while that scientists were depicted badly, but now it's becoming cool again to be a scientist. And of course, being a scientist, I like that.
We are joined in the WNUR studios by NPR foreign correspondent Kelly McEvers.
I was picked up at a checkpoint and held for what was basically a misdemeanor. And instead of telling me to just go home, they kept me for 3 days and accused me of being a spy.
Your World with WNUR News is honored to sit down with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
We're talking on the radio through a satellite that's orbiting the Earth, that's moving. The whole thing is a big rocket science problem.
Special broadcasts, like the one you're listening to right now, began in 2017. And according to former news director Elisa Nazaire, original coverage returned full force to the station in 2018. The three section desks we know today, Campus and Local, Arts and Entertainment, and Oddities, emerged as a way to organize content. Coverage has persisted since then, even despite shutdowns caused by COVID-19. A daily news brief launched in October 2020, now the Daily Cat, bringing back the station's concept of live read headlines.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Cat, WNUR's daily news brief. I'm your host, Angelina Campanile, with a few things you need to know today.
In recent years, WNUR News is still about the experience of hands-on audio reporting. 2020-2021 news director Angelina Campanile, who started the Daily Cat, echoed the sentiment of reporters from the 70s. It isn't all about the news. It's about the people.
Because we're a small group, like, it became more of a team, you know, rather than just a bunch of people you just see in a newsroom or on a document filling in tabs. So that was nice.
Live from WNUR News, I'm Maria Jimena-Aragon.
I'm Iris Swarthout.
I'm Paul O'Connor.
I'm Helen Bradshaw. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news on WNUR 89.3 FM HD1, Evanston, Chicago.
Our website, WNUR.news, launched in 2021. After nearly 70 years of covering news relating to Northwestern and beyond, WNUR News now has a place for its coverage to live forever. Today, the news block broadcasts 3 shows per week, with content curated by a diverse slate of reporters. Of course, I could not have pieced this together on my own. Current co-news director Sarah Cadora did significant research on the subject, and I thank her greatly for combing through various photos and articles from the Northwestern Library's archives. Several alumni, past news directors and reporters alike, contributed their experiences too. Like all histories, this is a work in progress. It's still unfolding. In the coming months, WNUR News' past will be cemented on our website. That way, future generations of WNUR News reporters can answer that burning question. Who came before them?
Now, back to scheduled programming.
For WNUR News, I'm Brandon Kondritz.